I could get anything I wanted.
Cool. An oversized novelty billiard ball.
Yeah. You shake it up and it tells the future.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, I passed my English test. Outlook not so good. Wow, it does work.
Let me try. Will I get beat up today? All signs point to yes.
That ball knows everything.
Hey, I got a good one. Will Milhouse and I be friends till we're toothless old men with hair coming out of our ears? Don't count on it. Will Milhouse and I be friends when we're high school dropouts living off Uncle Sucker? It looks doubtful. Will Milhouse and I be friends at the end of the day? What could come between two bestest buddies like us?
Samantha, I've always been suspicious of transfer students. Other principals try to unload problem cases that way. Lord knows I do.
I'm a good student, Principal Skinner.
Yeah, sure. And they told me I'd get a big parade when I got back from Nam. Instead, they spat on me. I can still feel it searing. So, let's just see what the permanent record has to say, shall we? No detention. Fairly good attendance record. Oh, I see you beat that bedwetting problem in the second grade.
That's in there?
Don't worry, they'll forget. Just like they forgot about me in that tiger cage for 18 agonizing months. Every night I wake up screaming. Well, let's meet your classmate.
Hey, Bart, was this thing right about your test?
To those who doubt the power of the Magic 8-Ball, I say, behold my F.
Attention, class, I have a new student for you.
Great, another student. Just keep packing him in, Seymour.
I think we should discuss this later, Edna. No, it's never easy to come to a new school, so let's make her feel right at home. Please say a big elementary school hello to Samantha Stinky.
Stinky.
Oh, right. How embarrassing for you. Well, goodbye.
I'm sure this is a little scary for you, dear.
Uh-huh.
So, why don't you stand up in front of the class and tell us about yourself? I'll be grading you on grammar and poise.
We just moved here from Phoenix. My dad owns a home security company. He came to Springfield because of its high crime rate and lackluster police force. All my friends are back in Phoenix, and this town has a weird smell that you're all probably used to. But I'm not.
It'll take you about 6 weeks, dear.
Hey, Milhouse, would you like a wet willy?
Sure. Ew!
Victim number 4. Hey, Lewis, can I interest you in a wet willy?
Sure.
When I find out who hit me with that ball, I'm gonna tear him anew.
Class, in order to explain why your hormones will soon make you an easy target for every smooth-talking Lothario with his own car and tight jeans, I will now show a short sex education film. Ezekiel and Ishmael, in accordance with your parents' wishes, you may step out into the hall and pray for our souls.
Hello, I'm actor Troy McClure. You kids might remember me from such educational films as Lead Paint, Delicious but Deadly, and Here Comes the Metric System. I'm here to provide the facts about sex in a frank and straightforward manner. And now here's Fuzzy Bunny's Guide to You Know What. This is Fuzzy Bunny. About a year ago, he noticed his voice was changing. He had terrible acne and had fur where there was no fur before. He also noticed Fluffy Bunny.
Boring.
Fluffy and Fuzzy went to the park, the ice cream social, the boat show, and various other wholesome activities. And they never ruined their fun by giving in to their throbbing biological urges. Then came the big day. Fluffy and Fuzzy got married. That night came the honeymoon.
She's faking it.
The most satisfying part of the night was knowing that they waited. 9 months later, Fluffy gave birth to 14 beautiful bunnies. 8 survive. And now that you know how it's done, don't do it.
Any questions?
Mrs. Krabappel, how come you don't live with Mr. Krabappel?
Because Mr. Krabappel chased something small and fluffy down a rabbit hole.
How do we know when we fall in love?
Oh, don't you worry. Most of you will never fall in love and marry out of fear of dying alone.
How would I go about creating a half-man, half-monkey type creature?
I'm sorry, that would be playing God.
God, Schmott, I want my monkey man.
That's a nice dress.
My dad makes me wear it. I hate it.
Well, I hate it, too. Can I walk you home?
Okay.
Everybody on, but no shoving. Just kidding. You can shove all you want.
Hey, wait, Automan. You can't leave. Millhouse isn't here yet.
Sorry, Bardu. No time. My girlfriend's dancing topless at the airport bar from 4:15 to 4:20.
Hey, Bart.
Millhouse, what a pleasant surprise.
Hi.
Hey, what's with the skirt?
Well, I've brought friends to this treehouse before.
Yeah, but never a girl. What if I want to strut around nude?
Maybe I should go.
No, that's okay. You can stay. You can read comics with us. Let's see. Something for the lady. Ah, Radioactive Man versus the Swamp Hag.
Got any girl comics like Bonnie Crane Girl Attorney, Punkin' and Duncan the Twinkle Twins, or Lil' Knee Socks?
No, but my sister's got a wide selection of crappy comics. Ew, you guys want to see something gross?
Tonight on Smartline, I'm okay, you're too fat. Here's your host, Kent Brockman.
Good evening. Did you know that 34 million American adults are obese? Taken together, that excess blubber could fill the Grand Canyon two-fifths of the way up. That may not sound impressive, but keep in mind it is a very big canyon.
This sucks. Where's that channel changer? I'll give it a chance.
Americans have grown up with the image of the jolly fat man, Dom DeLuise, Alfred Hitchcock, and of course, Santa Claus. But in real life, Santa would be suffering from gallstones, hypertension, impotence, and diabetes.
I wish they had never invented fried cheese.
We gotta widen the hole.
Make it snappy. The chain's starting to give.
We take 18 ounces of sizzling ground beef and soak it in rich, creamery butter. Then we top it off with bacon, ham, and a fried egg. We call it the Good Morning Burger.
I've got to help him.
Okay, Millhouse. I'll trade your Carl Yastrzemski baseball card for my Omar Vizquel. Deal. Next on the trading block, your Mickey Mantle, 1958, for my picture of Homer on the couch.
Millhouse, I've got to go. My dad thinks I'm having my braces examined.
Well, you kind of sort of are.
Millhouse, we're living in the age of cooties. I can't believe the risk you're running. Besides, what's so great about kissing?
Bart, it's not just a kissing. A lot of it is waiting to kiss. You know, like when you open an Eskimo pie and you wait just a little bit for it to melt.
But she doesn't melt.
Oh, yes, she does.
We start with pure milk chocolate.
Chocolate.
Add a layer of farm fresh honey.
Oh, sweet.
Then we sprinkle on four kinds of sugar. And dip it in rich, creamery butter.
Dad, what if I told you you could lose weight without dieting or lifting a finger?
I'd say you're a lying scumbag. Why, sweetie?
According to Eternity Magazine, you can lose weight through subliminal learning. That's where an idea is subtly implanted in your head without you even knowing it.
Oh, Lisa, that's a load of rich, creamery butter.
They'll send you tapes you listen to while you sleep. As you hear New Age music, a powerful message goes to your brain telling you to eat less.
Lose weight and listen to New Age music? Wow. What do you think, Mark?
Oh,
Homer, I love you just the way you are. Lisa, what's that number? Operator, I'd like to place an order for my husband.
Would he like to lose weight, stop smoking, learn the state capitals, master hostage negotiations?
Hostage negotiations?
Listen, Tiboli, we're ignoring all of your demands. What do you say to that?
You better give me the weight loss tape.
We're out of Subliminally Slim.
Eh, just send him the vocabulary builder.
Here you go, fatso.
So long, stomach. We've had a lot of great memories.
Press between the pages of my mind.
Hello, this is Dr. Marvin Monroe. Let's build your vocabulary. A. Abattoir. Slaughterhouse. The cow was slaughtered in the abattoir.
Homer, has the weight loss tape reduced your appetite?
Well, lamentably, no. My gastronomic rapacity knows no satiety.
Don't you usually play with Milhouse after school?
He has a girlfriend.
Milhouse?
Yeah, all they do is kiss.
How cute. They don't open their mouths, do they?
No.
How cute.
Hey, Martin.
Bart? This is the first time anyone has ever sat next to me since I successfully lobbied to have the school day extended by 20 minutes.
Listen, Martin, right now I'm looking for a friend who won't leave me for a girl.
That's me. I'm just as unpopular with the ladies as I am with the chaps.
Yeah, right. Anyway, do you want to do something after school?
It's a date. Everyone, Bart and I would like to announce that we are friends. Now, Bart, would you care to listen to me play the lute?
Sure.
Come home, my bonny warrior, for now the nets are full of fish.
I don't know if that tape is working. You ate 3 desserts tonight.
For parents, it's the watchword. That triumvirate of Twinkies merely overwhelmed my resolve.
There's another thing I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Tut, tut, gentle March. For here in the boudoir, the gourmand metamorphosizes into the voluptuary.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Mm.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Wow, that really took my mind off those awful transforming space mutants.
Good.
Man, I could sure go for a snack.
Me too.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't the 3 of us go spit on the principal's car?
Listen, Bart. There's such a thing as spending too much time together.
Oh, fine. I'm tired of watching you two lip wrestle. There's plenty of other ways to be grossed out in this town.
Bart, wait!
Yeah?
Can we still use your treehouse?
What? Get bent.
If her father catches us, he'll kill her.
All right, Milhouse. You can use my treehouse.
Thanks, Bart.
Samantha and Milhouse sitting in a tree, about to lose their privacy.
Now there's a Machiavellian countenance. Ooh, a sextet of ale.
Hello, Mr. Stanky. I have some shocking news about your daughter, Samantha. Who am I? Let's just say I'm a concerned prude with a lot of time on his hands.
I bet you had peanut butter for breakfast.
Yeah.
Samantha!
Dad!
No! Samantha, you're my little girl, and sometimes my imagination runs away with me. Just tell me what happened.
Well, Milhouse and I...
That's enough! I'm putting you in an all-girls school. You're never going to see that boy again.
Milhouse! Samantha!
Well, Milhouse, 'tis better to have loved and lost, yada, yada, yada. Let's go to the arcade.
How could this happen? We started out like Romeo and Juliet, but it ended up in tragedy.
Haruspicy! Predicting the future through the study of animal entrails.
Dad, do you know what today is?
The vernal equinox?
No, it's 2 weeks since you got that subliminal weight loss tape. Let's get you on the scale. You've gained 13 pounds.
Disingenuous mountebanks with their subliminal chicanery. A pox on them!
There stands a broken man. It's recessed everywhere but in his heart.
Hey, Bart, according to this magazine, in another million years, man'll have an extra finger.
5 fingers? Ooh, freak show. Listen, Reese, I need some advice and Mom's not here.
Why didn't you go to Dad?
I did, but I couldn't understand what the hell he was saying. Lisa, I feel terrible. I ratted on my best friend and he doesn't even know I did it.
Well, according to Eternity Magazine, the feeling of guilt has been linked to the neurotransmitter gamma-phenamine. Dow Chemical is developing a minty gel which will eliminate excess guilt, but unfortunately it won't be on the market for another 6 months. So I guess you're going to have to bite the bullet and confess to Milhouse.
Bart, I'm glad you're here. Milhouse could use a friend like you.
Milhouse?
Bart, I didn't want you to see me cry.
Oh, come on. I've seen you cry a million times. You cry when you scrape your knee. You cry when they're out of chocolate milk. You cry when you're doing long division and you have a remainder left over.
Well, I didn't want you to see me cry this time.
Listen, Milhouse, I got a confession to make. I'm the one who narked on your kissing.
What?
Milhouse is out of bed and full of beans.
Oh, it's a miracle.
Well, I bet the eight ball didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Marge, where's that metal dealy you used to dig food?
You mean a spoon?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Well, I can't stop thinking about her. Even these gates remind me of her braces.
How are we going to find her?
She said she'd be wearing a plaid jumper.
Milhouse!
Samantha! I went to Circus of Values and bought you a 10-gallon tub of gummy bears.
Hey, Samantha, I'm sorry about getting you thrown in the penguin house.
That's all right, Bart. I love St. Sebastian's. It's run by a group of French-Canadian nuns. They're very nice, except they never let me oot.
Dominique, nique, nique, mais la vieille, je le rends, les gants, le gué, j'entends.
Samantha, n'y a pas de boys. I have to go now, Milhouse. I better not. It's 50 rosaries a kiss.
Okay.
What the heck?
Bart. Think I can ever find another one like her?
You're asking the wrong guy, Milhouse. They all look alike to me. Now let's go whip donuts at old people.